This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So as usual, while everybody is all happy and fun and, you know, enjoying all the festivities of the holidays, I have to, you know, be the big party pooper. And I, you know, talk about how alcohol is not good for you. Okay, this isn't my fault. It's a headline. And this headline is all over the place, but it came out of Australia. I don't think Americans are ready to say this, especially when we saw how, you know, mean the Raiders fans were at yesterday's game. I guess they were booing Derek Carr. Last thing American medical experts want to do is tick off Americans. But this came out of Australia. And the Australians, they're pretty cool. Because, like, you know, they're Australians. They're cool. They got Outback Steakhouse. There's no reason to be upset. So in Australia, and again, this is making national news, their health officials say this idea of two drinks a day being safe is what do Australians say? Hogwash. Well, okay, BS, okay? And the idea that, okay, if you only drink one drink a day or two drinks a day, it's safe. And what we've been seeing over the last few years is medical experts want to say none of it's safe. Just like what we're dealing with vaping right now. You know, people want to quit smoking, so they want to go to vaping, so they're asking their doctor, is vaping safe? And doctors are like, well, it's safer, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's safe. You know, I mean, you could drive, you know, 200 miles an hour in your car. You may feel safe in your car. You may not, you know, be bouncing around on the road. You may feel safe, but it's still a dangerous act, so to speak. So when it comes to alcohol, and I'm kind of concerned about this because today is my half birthday. It's not my birthday, but it's my half birthday because my birthday is June 16. So, you know, I really want to celebrate, you know, my half birthday because I just do. Okay? You know, it just kind of reminds you that maybe when you drink alcohol, the idea that it's good for you needs to be revisited. So basically what happened here is the National Health and Medical Research Council today published their report, their draft report, not draft beer, but draft report, which updated Australia's alcohol guidelines. Now, in America, the CDC has said that as long as a man doesn't drink over two and a woman doesn't drink over one drink, they're probably fine. And by drink, it's a 12-ounce beer, a 5-ounce glass of wine. I don't know how big your goblets are at home, but my guess is they're way bigger than 5 ounces. Okay, 5 ounces is like baby goblet, you know? 8 ounces of malt liquor. Or 1.5 of something that's like ounces of like eight, like a shot. Okay? So if a woman has one shot, that's supposed to be her limit that day. In terms of binge drinking, we don't want you drinking more than 4 on one day setting for a woman, 5 for a man. So if it's Super Bowl Sunday, you're going to blast through that easy. So in America, those were our guidelines. In Australia, they're like, we don't even like the two drinks. And we definitely don't like you drinking 4 in one shot. Why? Well, because they say drinking above this level increases the risk, while drinking less frequently will reduce your lifetime risk of alcohol-related harm. Okay, so what is the big deal? Why is alcohol so bad? Well, you know, it's not that alcohol per se is a unsafe drink. You could have that drink and most of the time you're fine. It's consistent use or it's chronic use. And I know there's a lot of cardiologists out there that will say, look, this is good for your heart. because it lowers your LDL or raises your HDL. And I've asked cardiologists to, okay, well, when are they going to, you know, give CDC the memo? You know, when are we going to just tell people to everybody have a drink? And even the cardiologists have kind of stepped back on that. Why? Because somebody out there ends up getting, like, throat cancer, or somebody gets pancreatitis, or somebody gets liver disease, or somebody gets a bad reaction with a medication, or somebody gets an ulcer, and then we have to go back to square one. So alcohol, as you know, it affects a bunch of things, okay? It could affect the stomach lining, it could give you ulcers, it could affect the liver. Why? Why does it affect the liver? People say, well, maybe it's because it's an acid. It's a weak acid, and sometimes it can even be a base. I think a White Russian is more basic than something like a tequila sunrise, right? So I guess it depends on your drink. But it's just, you know, the liver wants pure. And the more crap it has to filter, the stronger it has to work. Which also brings up, a lot of people don't just drink straight whiskey, straight scotch. They mix it. They have mixers. So let's say I want an amaretto sour with a splash of soda. The amaretto has calories, the sour, the splash of soda. If you have a tequila sunrise and you add grenadine, that sugar. If you have a rum and coke, there's the rum, there's the coke, that sugar. So now your liver's also dealing with a lot of sugar. Alcohol can also increase your blood pressure. And so with blood pressure rises, your brain doesn't like that. You know, I mean, your brain, again, wants pure, you know, healthy water, basic foods. They don't want to have to deal, brain doesn't have to want to deal with extra chemicals, let alone blood pressure spikes. The heart, same thing, could affect blood pressure spikes. Apparently alcohol could also cause atrial fibrillation, cause abnormal heart rhythms. If you have an abnormal heart rhythm, that can now put you at risk for a stroke, because the heart's not pumping out the blood pretty consistently. It's starting to slosh, and when blood sloshes around, it starts to coagulate, solidify, and now when it does pump, you get a big clot going somewhere. Cancer is a big thing. Alcohol's been connected to cancer and a whole variety of different types of cancer, and we just can't tell you how much. Lung infections, we've talked about birth defects. Yeah, birth defects. I mean, you know, we want to tell pregnant women that's not a big deal, that they could relax, because the Europeans seem to, you know, be a little bit more liberal with alcohol when they're pregnant. But we can't do that. Why? Because all it takes is one person getting, you know, a birth defect because they said, my doctor said I could drink, and here come the lawsuits. So, you know, you're not going to see a lot of cojones, okay? Doctors aren't going to grow a pair all of a sudden because somebody's going to accuse us of something. So your doctor's going to say, nah, 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 let's just say no alcohol. Or if you do drink alcohol, drink it in moderation. But that's not what people want. People want guidelines. People want a number. They want concrete measurements. So they're like, I had my two drinks, I'm good. Some people, they work that way. But in terms of medicine, the body, maybe those two drinks don't work. So I kind of agree with what the Australians came up with, because I'll never disagree with the Australians because they're like super cool. But, you know that your body, it's different strokes for different folks. For some bodies, alcohol may work. For some, it may not. 1-877-DOT-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I don't know if this person is double dipping or not, but apparently there's a pharmaceutical company behind OxyContin who as blamed for the U.S. opioid epidemic, is actually a provider of the antidote And now they're getting, I guess, criticized for trying to double dip and not only making a very highly addictive pharmaceutical, but also the antidote. So the Sackler family owns Purdue, I believe, right? Or is it Mundy Pharma? I need to double check. I thought it was Purdue. And I want to make sure that this report has it right. Yeah, it is Purdue. Okay, it's Purdue Pharma affiliate, Mundy Pharma. And apparently, Purdue has an affiliate that has jumped into markets from Europe to Australia. And what they are doing is getting into the opioid overdose treatment or the antidote business. Because, again, they have a bottom line. They are being sued. Purdue is being sued for millions, if not billions. And they need to, you know, figure out how to stay alive and afloat. So now what they're doing is they're going into the opioid overdose treatment. Apparently, Mundy Pharma's antidote, it's also naloxone, but instead of called Narcan, it's called Nixoid. And it's a naloxone nasal spray. It's been approved in New Zealand, Europe, Australia. And Mundy Pharma defended it as a tool to help those whose lives were at risk. And even experts who criticized the company said antidotes to opioid overdoses were badly needed, which is true. There's not enough of it out there. So when you have so many people overdosing on opioids, should a company such as the one that made opioids be in the antidote business? I'm fine with it, to be honest. I know there's probably some, what's it called when you have a conflict of interest? Yeah. But if we need the medication and you don't have a lot of government labs producing it, then we need to deputize the pharmaceutical companies to make the drug. So this Mundy Pharma is UK-based. It's owned by the Sacklers, according to Fox News, and is selling their naloxone for about $50 a dose, which I don't think is overpriced, considering I don't think it's, considering they're individually packaged, it's, you know, yeah, it'd be nice if it was cheaper, but that's not like the EpiPen, which was $600 for two. And how does it work? Well, what it does is it prevents the opioid from taking over the brain, which could cause the respiratory depression. It basically competes with the receptors so that the brain doesn't get sedated and undergo the respiratory depression that the opioid causes. And people don't like naloxone because then they don't get the buzz. They don't get the same feeling. In fact, you hear of people waking up out of their high, you know, really upset at the police or at the paramedic who gave them the drug because they, you know, they were feeling good. And this medicine competes with the brain receptors, I believe it's the MU receptors, and allows then the brain to be able to then go back to normal function. The thing is, and when we talked to Dr. Chris Johnson, ER doc, before on the show, he said you got to be careful because sometimes you need to give a second dose, even a third, because if there's so much opioid in the system, once that naloxone wears off, the opioid goes right back to the brain. So the Sacklers family owns Purdue Pharma. I believe it gets an estimated annual revenue of $3 billion. And so there's affiliates and sister companies, etc. And Mundy Pharma is now kind of in charge of the, I believe, naloxone or Nixoid in Europe. So people are starting to scratch their head going, wait a second here. You know, is there a conflict of interest? Apparently in Asia, it's about, there's a program through the UN where it's about a dollar per kit. So when companies have to provide it to certain countries very cheap, those who can pay for it are going to pay. Now, how much is OxyContin or Purdue responsible for our opioid epidemic? And this is why I am for, and I will support them, making the naloxone, as long as their price doesn't rape everybody. Because the average person that's overdosing isn't overdosing on OxyContin. They're overdosing on heroin and fentanyl. And so if you have a lot of heroin users out there and fentanyl users, we need the naloxone. I mean, you could stand on principle and go, well, we don't like Purdue, and, you know, we think Purdue caused this and all that. We have a crisis, and we need to fix it. Okay, I mean, we need to get stuff done. Now, there were 17,000 recorded deaths in 2017. We don't have 2018 numbers or 2019 numbers. That was a 395% increase. And the Sackler's Purdue Pharma is currently facing 2,600 lawsuits implicating OxyContin in users' deaths. Now, we have had patients who died from OxyContin. They did use the OxyContin, and they did die from it. It's a very, very powerful form of oxycodone. Again, people are blaming the pharmaceutical company. Do we blame the alcohol companies for people dying of alcohol-related deaths? We just talked about alcohol and how alcohol can affect a whole variety of bodily functions. Do we sue the makers of Jack Daniels? Well, no, we don't. That would be preposterous. But Purdue is facing 2,600 lawsuits, and states keep jumping on board. It did apply for bankruptcy status after approaching a settlement worth $12 billion. Experts are mad that the Sacklers could be profiting from naloxone. And I get that. It does kind of seem a little creepy, you know, that if their drug did cause opioid deaths, why are they being allowed to, you know, sell something else? And, you know, but we need it, And a $50 crack antidote is going to need to be cheaper if we need our police force to have it and our paramedics to have it. But I just don't know how these companies, if you want them to make more, are going to do it for less. So what is happening now with the opioid crisis? Well, we're not getting a lot of news on that. You know, we keep getting thrown the numbers from 2017. We don't really have a lot of numbers for 2018. They had said that it started to level off, but people were still dying. And people may continue. The numbers may still go up if, again, they're using heroin and fentanyl and we aren't preventing that from getting into the country. Or if we aren't giving people the resources they need to help overcome their addiction. If we don't have enough rehab specialists or rehab centers out there, we're going to still continue to see people suffer. What we have seen, however, is a big epidemic of people in pain, people not being able to get a pain medication. Now, some people, they don't mind that. They look at it as like, you know what, people will cope. Pain is subjective. They think they need a narcotic. They really don't. They could use anti-inflammatories. Well, I need to caution you guys. We've got to be careful. I had a patient over the weekend taking 800 milligrams of ibuprofen for her pain. Doesn't ask for a narcotic, is scared of narcotics because of the news. Doctor won't write narcotics. So she continually asked for 800 milligrams of ibuprofen. Well, you guys know what 800 milligrams of ibuprofen could do. All right? Yes, it could help with pain. But Lord, it can eat up your stomach, cause GI bleed, cause kidney issues, cause heart failure. So we're seeing a huge rise in anti-inflammatories again. That was one of the reasons why people like me wrote narcotics. The kidney doctors were telling us to stop writing all these anti-inflammatories like Motrin, Naproxen, Aleve, the COX-2, Celebrex. They go, you know, you're killing these people's kidneys. Stop it with the anti-inflammatories. I'm like, but we have all these people with arthritis. We have all these people in pain. What are we supposed to do? They go, well, you know, you can't, if this person's stage 3 kidney disease, you can't give them anti-inflammatories. So I had to do something for the pain, so I would give some Lortab. Some. That's the key word, some. And then if the person's needed a refill, I'd say, you know what, if you're having knee arthritis or back arthritis, go to the knee doctor, go to the back doctor. They could do injections, they could do therapy. But what nobody's talking about is we're now having a huge push of people going back to anti-inflammatories. And I think Motrin 800 is a fantastic painkiller. But it can only do so much. So, we need more antidotes. And I think all families should have antidotes. And we need other forms of ways to treat pain. 1-877-DOT-TELLY.
today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says new trade deals will boost our economy in 2020.
They do remove some uncertainty, and they also increase incentives to invest, and they're also going to double our exports to China.
Kudlow was speaking there on Fox News. A massive storm is moving across the eastern half of the United States. The storm is expected to last through Tuesday, bringing ice and freezing rain to the East Coast and snow to New England and parts of upstate New York. That storm did dump 6 inches of snow in Kansas City and St. Louis on Sunday. Katie Kupchin is with Santa Fe Towing. She tells the local Fox affiliate in Kansas City what to do if you're ever in an accident in the snow and need a tow.
After an accident, we recommend you stay inside the vehicle.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
D-O-K-L-I. You know, I don't mind, you know, Top Gun and all these movies coming back. Apparently there's a Top Gun Maverick trailer. I haven't seen it yet. But apparently there's another Top Gun coming out. It's a sequel to the 1986 classic. It premieres in 2020. You will see Tom Cruise, I believe, return to the skies, except younger. I'm not sure. I thought Tom Cruise is supposed to be in there. But you will see John Hamm, Miles Teller, Glenn Powell, Monica Barbaro and Jennifer Connelly in the movie. And I look at this trailer here, and I think it's nice where you have a newer generation of pilots and all that, and you know, but I'm noticing that we're kind of getting taken when it comes to movies and things. You know, I kind of gave you guys the review of Mandalorian last week, and Star Wars comes out this week, this Thursday night. I'm going to go. I think my son was able to get tickets, so I'm going to go. And I'll tell you guys how it is. But I'm a little frustrated because we used to be a very tough customer. You know, if you were going to give us a movie and you were going to make us pay, then you better put a lot into it. Like, for example, back in the 30s, was it 39 or 37? You had Gone with the Wind and you had Wizard of Oz. And those movies were epic. They were long. They had color. I mean, they had to really bust their butt to get your attention and get your dollars. And I find it just a little bit of cheating when you see somebody go and do a remake. Like Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters was a fantastic movie. But then make another new fantastic movie. Instead, like, no, what we'll do is we'll have everybody women. And I saw it was okay. It wasn't that good. I see in Hollywood a lot of thrown together type stuff. I just finished seeing The Irishman. For any of you that haven't seen The Irishman, I would say to see it. I think they overdid it. I don't think it had to be 3.5 hours long. I think De Niro, Pesci, oh my gosh, who played The Godfather? Al Pacino. I think they all did fantastic jobs. I think they all need Oscars. Did it have to be 3.5 hours? No. But the reason why I like that movie is because it does go into history. It does go into a true story. And I love history made alive because a lot of people forget. Like, they don't know who Jimmy Hoffa is. They don't. I mean, younger people don't. We do. Younger people are like, who? You know, and so I love bringing that history back so people can see it. So I'm for that. You know, I mean, if you're going to cheat and take a story that's been done, at least make it a real story. I'm very interested in this movie, 1917. I don't know if the movie 1917 is supposed to be a kind of a remake of Gallipoli or not. But again, if it's history, I'll give you a pass. But, you know, redoing Top Gun, I think it's just kind of a sucker's, you know, I mean, it's, yeah, I get we're bored and they have to compete with Netflix and Disney Plus and all that, but, you know, I don't know. So when I heard we have a Top Gun remake, and I think they're remaking, God, there's a lot of movies, Mulan, they're going to remake and adapt and things like that. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine, I think we are really ready for some new groundbreaking stuff. You know, the year 2000s, when the 90s, it was all about kind of the Jerry Springer, Oprah, more, you had, it started to get more reality, you know, but there was still this, you know, people wanting to be on TV and sensationalism. Then in the year 2000s, you had like the, you had the America's Got Talent, you got American Idol, you started to have more of the, you know, talent shows, which I like because it just kind of brought the pendulum back to be a little bit more cleaner. But then reality TV started to come into play where, you know what, let's watch somebody do moonshine or let's watch somebody at a pawn shop. Let's see this. And reality TV got really, really cool until people realized it might not really be reality TV. There might be a lot of setting up. And then people got bored with that. And then somebody put some time and effort into a show like Sopranos or into a show like Game of Thrones. And they were like, okay, wait a second. This is a good series. And these are kind of like soap operas, but they're not like soap operas. They're actually, you know, guys can like them. And so then we start to see some really, The Crown, we start to see some heavy-duty shows that had to be really well done. This Is Us, I've only seen one season of it, but the writers, pretty damn good. Somebody put some effort into it. Sitcoms were big in the 90s and the 80s and the 70s. If you don't make it funny, if you don't make us laugh, I mean, Modern Family did good, but there's a lot of them out there where, you know, if the jokes are still the same, not going to work. So I would just, if I could give any advice to, you know, Hollywood, you know, you got a tough act to follow now with Netflix. And, you know, the only way you're going to, you know, be successful is if you come up with something that hasn't been done and you have to wait for people to fatigue on these series. And I'm starting to see that. I'm starting to see people go, I don't want to start with another series. You know, it was so exhausting to watch Game of Thrones. It was so exhausting to be able to catch up on Breaking Bad. You know how it took me, I don't know how long it took me to catch up on Breaking Bad, but I was trying to race before some spoiler would be out there. That's a lot of work. So I think there's going to be newer forms of entertainment, but, you know, we'll see what happens with this Top Gun thing. I'm a fan of Top Gun. It's just, I think, the very a D in creativity. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So two apples a day may keep the heart disease away. Wait a second. This is supposed to be an apple a day. Well, now they're saying two apples a day. All right, fine. So you got to eat two full apples. So the popular fruit, as you know, has a lot of antioxidants. It also has a lot of fiber. Well, you need fiber for cardiovascular health. You need fiber to lose weight. And a team of scientists from the University of Reading looked at 40 volunteers, 22 of which were asked to consume two apples a day for 8 weeks. And when these people did chew on two apples a day, they lowered their bad cholesterol by 4% more than the controls. Now, some people say, well, 4%, that's not enough to get people off their cholesterol medication. But it's pretty significant that we have something right there on our kitchen table that nobody touches and they drop on the ground and bruise that could actually help your heart. Apples are pretty popular. They are 12.5% of all fruits consumed, according to scientists in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And antioxidants called polyphenols seem to help prevent blood clots, ward off inflammation, as well as raise good cholesterol. And good cholesterol helps remove the bad kind from the bloodstream. Good cholesterol, the HDL, is kind of like the sanitation department, where when the liver makes the bad cholesterol, because, you know, cells do need cholesterol, okay, even the bad, cholesterol goes out there. But whatever cholesterol is not used or not needed, the HDL is supposed to pick it up and bring it back to the liver to get destroyed. If you don't have enough HDL, LDL sits there and just kind of clutters up the street or the vessels. So we don't want bad cholesterol because then it clogs up the vessels, narrowing them, causing clots, etc. Now, they say apple's fiber is namely pectin, and pectin can also affect the breakdown of fat and sugar. So we might even be able to increase our metabolism. You know, we'll poop better. So, you know, eating two apples a day, you got to watch the sugar, especially if you have diabetes or anything like that. But apples, you know, might not be a bad thing. You know, you're going to see a lot of health-type stories coming up in January. You don't want to hear about it now because we're trying to enjoy the holidays. But you're going to see a lot of health stories, and they're going to bring up nuts and fruit and vegetables and all that. So you don't get depressed, because I always get depressed beginning of the year. Not depression, but like, oh, gosh, I don't want to hear about eating healthy. You feel guilty. So what you guys might want to do is before we get there and everybody blasts you with what you should be doing, maybe already start eating some nuts, eating some more fruits and vegetables a day. Start doing your New Year's resolutions now so you don't have to feel bad. 1-877-DOCDALI.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We are back on the Dr. Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So illegal immigrants are now going to be able to get driver's licenses in New York after a legal challenge fails. This will be the 13th state to allow the practice. Many say it's unconstitutional, but the green light law has been signed by Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo earlier this year. It allows for anyone to apply for a driver's license, regardless of immigration status, and does not require a Social Security number. Illegal immigrants can use a combination of documents that include a valid passport from a foreign country, a valid foreign driver's license, as long as it has been expired for less than 2 years. New York Immigration Coalition Executive Director Steve Choi said in a statement that this is going to make roads safer and the economy stronger. He said after waiting 18 years to have the right to drive restored, thanks to our legislator, New York can now officially join 12 other states in making driver's licenses legally available to all residents. They say this is a major step forward for all New Yorkers as we keep building New York to live up to its full potential of equity, opportunity, and justice. That's according to State Senator Luis Sepulveda, a Democrat from Bronx. We also look forward to significant economic and safety benefits the law will bring to communities across our state. Now, apparently this controversial measure did face multiple lawsuits. I'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Erie County Clerk Michael Kearns, his lawsuit was dismissed last month. He argued that the measure violated federal law and would make New Yorkers less safe. He says, quote, my concern is that after 9/11, New York State put a prohibition on illegals having driver's licenses, and now with Real ID in 2005, after we were attacked there, will be a gap from today to October 1 that anyone who is here illegally can get into a federal building and can fly on our airplanes and cross our border, he says. According to the Wall Street Journal, the latest challenge by County Clerk Frank Marola was dismissed after a judge ruled that he had not demonstrated a cognizable injury. The judge warned, however, that the ruling shouldn't be read as an affirmation that the law is legal. So, apparently, the Associated Press cited an estimate by the Fiscal Policy Institute that approximately 265,000 illegal immigrants in New York will get driver's licenses in the next 3 years, with more than half from New York City. The Department of Motor Vehicles has been providing training and devices that can authenticate documents. Some clerks have warned that they are still not prepared for what may happen if the law goes into effect. They have only received an hour-long webinar. One wrote, I am now going to have to accept a report card from a foreign country and a foreign passport as authenticated documents. I myself, as the clerk, am going to have to do that. We used to rely on a third party, the federal government, to do that. So they have diminished the New York driver's license, and we are very concerned for our safety and security because Western New York is a border to Canada. Now, not that anybody's really afraid of Canadians. Canadians are cool, but still. So, here's where I'm a little confused about. Okay. So, in order to drive on our streets, you need a driver's license. But the driver's license wasn't original. The whole purpose of the driver's license was originally, and still is, but if we look back to what the driver's license is supposed to be for, you have a kid that wants to drive. In order for you to drive, you need to prove competency. You need to prove you can operate a vehicle safely. So you take a test. Doesn't matter if it's in a foreign language or whatever, but you take a test. You have to be able to understand American signs. You have to be able to read the hazard signs. So you have to have some competency in our language. Because sometimes if transportation department can't go out and put certain cones or whatever, now there's going to be these billboards. And these billboards will have instructions most of the time in English or Spanish. So if you are going to drive in America, you need to understand the rules. When me and the family went to Europe, and we were driving around Austria and Germany and Holland. Luckily in Amsterdam there's English. But, you know, there were some signs. We kind of had to learn what some of the signs meant. When you're in Mexico, if you want to turn left, you get into the right lane. You get into the right lane to turn left. I guess they stop all the traffic and then they allow you to go in front of, yeah, so I'm not really sure how that works, but it does. So you need to, if you are going to drive around a foreign country, learn the laws. So I believe there should be some competency and a test based on that. Okay, but the driver's license was for, you got a kid, they want to be out there on the roads, that could cause harm to others, he needs to pass a test. He passes the test, you can let him go. Okay? But then, we start to use driver's licenses as our form of ID. If you want to get an apartment, if you want to get a job, if you want to teach, if you want to get a medical license or whatever, your driver's license, because you need to show proof of ID and go through such a rigorous process, that driver's license then basically also doubled as a pretty good solid form of ID. You're a citizen. You are allowed to be in the United States. So then if you go to a voting booth and you have a driver's license, they don't have to double and triple and cross-check. If you got a driver's license, you're good. Well, then things start to change. And a valid driver's license doesn't seem to have to do much with driving, doesn't have to do much with your U.S. citizenship or your legality for being here. Now it's just, it's an ID. It's an ID that is official, looks official, and if you have one of those, you should still be able to kind of do what you need to. And so the driver's license started to become diluted on how important it is. And so now you can just go to a polling booth if you have one. You could be illegal, you could be a felon, you could be whatever. If you have a license, and you go, and in fact, they're not even asking for it anymore. I went to a voting booth, I'm like, okay, let me get my ID. She goes, well, we don't need it. Who are you? I mean, I gave her my real name, but I could have said Mary Smith, or Joe Smith, or whatever. And I would have been able to go in and vote. So where I get concerned then is, okay, if you want illegal immigrants to be able to drive on our streets and be able to rent an apartment and all that, then we need a new form of ID when it comes to being able to legally vote. Or if you pay taxes and you contribute to society, you should be able to vote here. Okay? If you didn't do anything illegal, to the degree that, you belong here, you should be able to vote in our elections. But if you, snuck across the border and didn't go through the proper channels, should you have a right to vote, get a job? Should you be able to compete with our jobs? You see? And having a driver's license basically just makes that whole subject moot. And I don't know if I agree with that. Now, again, if everybody had jobs and everybody had health care, yeah, open the borders, let's help as many people as we can. But we have tons of homeless people out there. We have homeless veterans. We have people that can't afford to put food on their table, and they're losing jobs to illegal immigrants. That's a problem. So, this really isn't about driving. It's about being able to now use that as an ID to do what other citizens can do. And that's where the criticism lies. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Homosexuality in the animal kingdom. Apparently it's more prevalent. How does that help us evolutionary? Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Rebel.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.